Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Most of us are familiar with that icon of the insect world, the black and orange monarch butterfly. What you might not know is that monarch numbers are dwindling at an alarming rate. 80% of the population gone in the past 15 years. During the same time frame, a 60% decline in the amount of milkweed growing out there on the Great Plains and in the Midwest. There's a connection. Monarchs lay their eggs on milkweed in the summer. And when the monarch caterpillars hatch from those eggs, they eat the milkweed. It's the only thing they eat. You might say the future of the monarch is hopeless. But when I began exploring what some folks in Missouri are doing to help save the monarch butterfly, well, my attitude began to change. This story has its ups and downs, but in the end, it's a story about hope.
There's the monarch that feeds on milkweed. There's the,
on a cold afternoon in late March, Carol Davitt is greeting customers at a native plant sale in Jefferson City. Davitt is the executive director of the Missouri Prairie Foundation.
There's a tremendous potential for individuals like the people who are at this plant sale to make a positive change for monarchs right where they live.
Right where they live. I like that. Anyway, I was told there might be vendors at the sale who were selling milkweed. There were, and I was hoping to find maybe one person who was buying it to plant. Well, right where they live. The first person I found was Jessica Duggar of California, Missouri.
So I'm a big fan of nature altogether. So I was like, save the monarch butterfly. And because, the honeybees are having issues too, so I figured if buying two plants helps, then why not?
Well, it turns out the word is out on milkweed. Nearly everyone I talked with at the plant sale was looking to buy the stuff.
This is one plant that'll really bring them in, and they'll nurse off the plant.
That's Frank Stork of Jefferson City. He and his wife already have milkweed growing on their property. He bought four more milkweed plants at the sale.
We're doing whatever we can, to try to enhance the habitat for them.
Again, they're not alone. Brent Scott from Callaway County came to the sale for the most part to buy milkweed.
And I've got a farm, 40 acres, and so I'm probably planting 15 plants this year of each species. And so maybe I'll get some caterpillars, who knows?
It's obvious there are more people interested in buying milkweed and more nurseries interested in selling it. Missouri Wildflowers Nursery out of Brazito had plenty of it on hand at the sale. Nursery General Manager Michael Hoyle says it wasn't that many years ago that he would spend a lot of time at the nursery pulling monarch caterpillars off some plants and moving them to milkweed to help them survive. Not anymore.
We did not once have to pull caterpillars off plants last year. And we never
Sometimes
saw
years
a caterpillar.
Before you'd be pulling off hundreds
every few weeks we'd be pulling off hundreds.
That's a dramatic.
So that's dramatic.
Well, my theme of hope for the future of monarchs took a huge hit of truth after talking with Hoyle. But that changed a bit about a week after the plant sale in Jefferson City. Through word of mouth, I heard about a nursery in West St. Louis County called Greenscape Gardens. It was doing something that one worker there said was its mission: to help save the monarch. Watering plants always seems like a never-ending process this time of year for Jennifer Schammer and others here at Greenscape Gardens, but this year they have even more watering to do. That's because in late April they got in a shipment of 5,000 milkweed plants and began giving them away to their customers.
It's such a small effort that needs to be made, but when you multiply that by thousands upon thousands of gardeners, we can really make a big difference in the host plant population.
The monarch faces some tough challenges in its efforts to make it, no doubt. Like it or not, development and widespread use of herbicides on crops, pasture, and roadsides where milkweed thrives has taken its toll. But in wrapping up this story, I wanted to go back to the plant sale in Jefferson City, where our story began. To something Amanda Santobi of Boone County told me when she was there buying milkweed to help the monarch.
To give them something native to live on since their migration is being affected.
So you know they're in trouble.
Yes.
Yes. And so is that the reason you're kind of going to give them a shot here and helping them out a little bit?
Yes, it is. And we would like to see that. I have kids and we would like to watch that come through our yard. So it'd be kind of cool.
You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.